To hear both sides tell it, guns are the panacea for some of the worst afflictions on campus, sexual assault and school shootings among them, or a toxic solution in search of a problem. State law currently prohibits anyone, including concealed carry permit holders, from bringing their guns on school property without approval. For former University of Nevada student Amanda Collins, that rule was the difference between being raped brutally by James Bila and getting away.
All I wanted was a chance to effectively defend myself. The choice to participate in one's self-defense should be left to the individual. That choice should not be mandated by the government. Laws that prohibit campus carry turn women like me into victims.
Collins did have a concealed carry permit at the time of her attack and was a key voice in trying to get this legislation passed last session. But now, with Republicans in control of Carson City, the bill has overwhelming support with more than 20 sponsors. And at the helm is Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, a Republican from Clark County, who espouses her own brand of a Second Amendment women's rights philosophy. But at the hearing, she took a decidedly less visible approach, instead calling upon John Lott, an academic and frequent contributor to Fox News.
And while we'd like to believe that if we ban guns from an area, that's going to make it safer, unfortunately, the people that obey that are the good law-abiding people, not the people who are intent to doing the attack.
Lott says his data show those with concealed carry permits, even college-aged people, are far less likely to commit a crime than the general population. Moreover, no students in the states that allow guns on campus have committed a crime while there. However, researchers at Johns Hopkins and the National Research Council have criticized Lott's work and his theory that more guns lead to less crime. More than 20 other states currently leave it up to the individual school or college whether or not to permit guns. That's the law here in Nevada, and the consensus among students and faculty in the state appears to be they want it to stay that way. Here's Democratic Assemblyman Nelson Araujo from Clark County.
95% of college presidents oppose guns on campus. 94% of faculty oppose guns on campus. 79% of students said that they would not feel safe.
In fact, the presidents of both UNR and Truckee Meadows Community College have come out against the proposal, as well as the associated students of the University of Nevada. Former Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto, now acting as Executive Vice Chancellor for the Nevada System of Higher Education, was the lead voice opposing this bill on a number of grounds. Security complications, the chilling effect it could have on academic discourse, the intrusion of the legislature onto university matters, and the risks already posed by alcohol and college partying.
Gun rights advocates have co-opted this important discussion about preventing violence to women and children and redefined it to suit their agenda. AB 148 is a perfect example of how those tone deaf to the issue of preventing violence against women and children continue to distort the policy discussion to suit their needs.
Masto also fired back at claims that guns would reduce sexual assaults, pointing out that the vast majority of those incidents happen off campus and between two people who know each other. But Republican Assemblyman Ira Hansen of Sparks says despite all the hypotheticals coming from opponents, no one can actually point to a situation in which campus carry has led to violence.
I'm curious, out of all the other states that are doing this right now, including our sister state of Utah, do you have any evidence to show that there is in fact an increase or even a single instance of violence or something that has actually disturbed the sanctuary aspects of the Utah campuses? Or
other GOP lawmakers say campus carry could supplement current safety measures, which some suggest could be lacking. For example, there are tens of thousands of people at UNR every day, and only about 2 to 6 officers on duty at a given time. Despite this, recent numbers show that very few students are actually interested in bringing a gun to class. Over the last 2 years, about 20 students in Nevada asked to bring a weapon on campus. Not all were guns, and only 5 of those requests were approved. Nadej Bartholomew is a veteran who now heads the UNLV Black Student Organization. She says not only will this impact colleges, but also all schools in the state, including K-12.
Uneducated and untrained civilians motivated by their perceived fear will be cocked and loaded to pump lead into any students.
For the most part, this debate unraveled predictably along party lines. That will likely remain the tone going forward. And what promised to be the legislative session focused on education could very well become the partisan shootout many expected. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.